You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I'm going to have a conversation with the American Postal Workers Union, CRAF, just to make you aware of something you might not be aware of. I'm not going to talk about contractual articles. Instead, I want to have a conversation with you about the memorandums that should be enforced on the back of your contract. Stand by. Let's have a show.
A Memorandum of Understanding, or an MOU, is a written legal agreement. An MOU frequently kickstarts an official agreement, providing the first step in the creation of a formal contract. It details all terms, requirements, and responsibilities the parties plan to meet. While an MOU is not as formal as a signed contract, and therefore not legally binding, it's more formal than a handshake and carries weight in court if someone fails to live up to its terms. MOUs typically need to identify all parties involved, outline the terms of the agreement, and be signed by all involved.
I started the podcast off today with a definition of what a MOU, or Memorandum of Understanding, is, so that you could follow the information with more intensity. Let's start with a Memorandum of Understanding between the United States Postal Service and the American Postal Workers Union, AFL-CIO, regarding in-service examinations, registers, and eligibility ratings. Now, earlier this week, a young and upcoming force in the APWU CRAF, young man by the name of Cameron Taylor, posted something on my page, and I thought it to be so significant that I wanted to elaborate on it just a little more. So, hey, great post, Cameron. Did you know that this year, from April 1st to the end of April, you can apply to take the in-service examination test? Now, after I read Cameron's post and I read the memo, I just researched just a little more. And I want you to know that annually, every year during this contract, from March 1st to March 31st, you can apply for an in-service examination. So this is an opportunity for you to improve your level or increase your level at the post office. And let me say this. I don't want to encourage any mail handlers from leaving the craft, because your support is going to be vital to me in November. But let me say this to you. If leaving the craft to go to the maintenance craft is something that is going to be more financially beneficial to you, then I would strongly recommend you take that opportunity. In the maintenance craft, and I'm going to read that memo in 1 second, you come in as a level 4 custodian. The next step for you would be a level 7 maintenance mechanic. If you stay as a mail handler and you're a level 4, your next step is a level 5. So do you see the difference in dollar value? But anyway, there's a memorandum that says the U.S. Postal Service and the American Postal Workers Union, AFL-CIO, agree that on an annual basis from March 1st to March 31st, any career employee may submit a written request to be tested for maintenance craft eligibility ratings for all occupational groups excluding the NST ET-11. The testing procedure shall follow the current timelines. Once an employee receives eligibility rating, the employee may then request placement or reinstatement on in-service registers. In the event there is no in-service register, the employee's eligibility rating will become a part of their EOPF. Management shall notify the employee of the results no later than 60 days after the testing, provided that the applicant have been properly completed. Has been properly completed on an annual basis on April 1st, beginning the calendar year 2023, all employees' names on the preceding year's in-service register shall be purged, with the following exception. Any employee that is not on an in-service register must submit a written request to the MSS coordinator during the month of March to retain on the in-service registers. So what this memo is saying is every year you're going to have that opportunity to test to go on a maintenance register. And if you have mechanical skills, I'm sure they could use you. If you have custodial skills, I'm sure they could use you. So again, first memo we talked about is a memo that now says on a yearly basis. So this isn't if the post office decides to do so. We have an understanding that yearly this is going to take place. The next memorandum of understanding I want to discuss with the APWU member today is the memorandum of understanding between the United States Postal Service and the American Postal Workers Union, AFL-CIO, regarding purge of letters of warning. But before I discuss this memorandum, let me kind of set the stage a bit for you. Let's say you're working at the post office and you catch a case. You know, because the post office is so dramatic about everything. You catch a case at the post office. And probably more times than not, it was borderline whether or not it should be a case. But nonetheless, you got a case. They go through the process and they say, you know what? Well, the easiest way out for us is we're just going to give you a letter of warning, keep it in your folder for a year, and let it go away, thinking they're offering you a plea deal that you really don't need to accept or you have already accepted. Well, now the APWU comes back with a memorandum that says, if you received discipline prior to the effective date of the 2021 NASA agreement between the parties, it can be purged. If the letter of warning has been in effect for 6 months and has not been cited as an element of prior discipline in any subsequent disciplinary action, it can be purged. If that letter was not issued in lieu of suspension or removal, again, it can be purged from your records. All grievances associated with any discipline purged as a result of this memorandum shall be withdrawn. Now, a lot of folks have asked me, why would management or the union agree to purging letters of warning? Well, in my first cynical response, I want to say management don't mind agreeing to that because they know most of the letters that they have written are garbage and procedurally defective. So for them to give that up really don't mean a whole lot to them. But it's important for the employee to understand that, because if you are covered under the APWU contract, if I were you and you have a letter of warning, I'm going to go directly to my union official, ask to see that letter, see if it meets the criteria to be purged. And let me tell you why that's so important, because you might have a letter for a case that you caught in the post office earlier, but if that letter is not purged, postal management is going to combine the next disciplinary step on top of that letter. Now, it is still procedurally defective, but more times than not, it's not caught by either side. It's not noticed by either side, and you end up with a 7-day suspension when, if you had followed your contract's memorandum, it would have been just a letter of warning. And I don't want to sound confusing, but if we go through progressive discipline, you're going to get a discussion, letter of warning, 7-day, 14-day, etc. So if you are attentive to this memorandum and you have any letters of warning that you have in your folder, check to make sure they meet the criteria. You eliminate one step in the disciplinary process. And I hope that makes sense to somebody, because it's important, because if you don't, I'm telling you, because I know it to be true, if you don't have it removed, The post office will write discipline on top of that letter of warning that should have been removed.
Progressive discipline is the phrase they'll use.
And finally, let's look at the Memorandum of Understanding, Appendix A, for the APW support employees. Now, when I say postal support employees, I'm referring to what is commonly known as PSEs. Here's a memorandum that states, the parties agree to the following general principles concerning postal support employees, PSEs. General principles, the PSE workforce will be comprised of non-career bargaining unit employees, which is the only category of non-career employees established to work within the APWU bargaining unit. There will be no PSEs in the maintenance craft. In the motor vehicle craft, there will be no PSEs except as agreed upon in paragraph 2 of the motor vehicle craft job memo. PSEs will be hired for a term not to exceed 360 calendar days and will have a break in service of at least 5 days if reappointed. Leave provisions for PSEs are included in Attachment A. The PSC percentage use allowance, you'll have to go in your contract to Article 7, 1B. Now, the Postal Service will provide a report every four-week reporting period with information needed to monitor compliance with the provisions above. The total number of career bargaining unit employees and PSCs by craft function, installation, and district. Now, this is interesting, and I'm sure most PSCs will find it interesting as well. The hourly rates for PSCs effective November 20, 2021 shall be as follows. A PSE can go from grade 5 to a PSC 8. A PSC 5 is making about $18.03 an hour, and a PSC 8 is making about $20.67 an hour. Very important part of this memo, it reads, should it be necessary for recruitment or retention of PSEs, the Postal Service may pay higher hourly rates with the concurrence of the union. Whenever the contracting or in such sourcing is under consideration, the union may propose different hourly rates for competitive purposes. So again, there's a memo. In all of the memos that I read to you today, or we had conversation on today, are in your tentative agreement. See, a lot of times in our contract, we look at the contractual items, but there are memorandums of understanding in the back of your contract that sometimes we might want to take a look at. And if you do, you're going to be surprised at the things that should be in place that the Postal Service pays no attention to. But I'm here to tell you, if I make you aware and you are willing to do something about it, then you will become a more active union member. You will be more readily in a position to keep your union apprised of these situations, because at some point, you're going to need to feel confident that your union is going to address them. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Podcast. Just giving a quick podcast out to my APWU members, and I want to say thank you for following the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.